Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a Jungle Warfare style DJ intro build in Ableton Live 12, using a sampling first workflow that feels tough, mixable, and ready for a real set. Now, this is not just throw a loop on and sweep the filter. We're thinking like drum and bass arrangers here. A good intro has to do a few things at once: give the DJ a clean pulse to mix into, establish the vibe fast, hint at the bass line without giving away the drop, and build pressure in a way that feels intentional across 4, 8, and 16 bar phrases. We're working at 174 BPM, which is a very comfortable sweet spot for jungle, rollers, and darker DNB. If you're starting from scratch, set up your session with a main break track, a top percussion layer, a bass teaser track, an atmosphere and FX track, and a return track for delay or reverb if you want to keep things tidy. Keeping the session organized early makes a huge difference, because in fast music like this, clutter kills the groove fast. Let's start with the drums. Your main energy source is going to be a chopped amen-style break, or any break with strong transients and character. If you want speed and flexibility, load the break into simpler in slice mode and slice by transient. That gives you playable control over each hit, so you can build a pattern that feels like a performance instead of a static loop. If the sample already grooves nicely at tempo, don't overcomplicate it with warping. Keep it simple and let the break do the work. One important teacher tip here: turn the sample down before you process it. I usually like to pull the break back by around 6 dB first, just to leave headroom. DNB drums can get huge really quickly, and if you start too hot, everything else becomes harder to balance later. For the first 4 bars, keep it stripped down. You want atmosphere, a few break fragments, and just enough motion to suggest the groove. No full sub yet. Think of it like laying down the runway before the plane takes off. The listener should feel momentum, but they should not feel fully landed in the drop groove yet. Now add a second percussion layer. This could be a top loop, closed hats, ghost snare hits, little rim accents, or a shaker pattern. This layer is what keeps the intro moving even when the break is sparse. If the loop feels too wide, use utility to narrow the stereo field a little. That helps the intro stay centered and mixable. You want energy, but you also want clarity. A subtle groove swing can help too. If the track wants that jungle bounce, try a light groove pull swing somewhere around 54 to 58%. Just don't overdo it. The goal is to make the beat feel alive, not sloppy. Next, let's glue the drums together. Route the break and percussion to a drum group or drum bus, then shape it with EQ8, glue compressor, saturator, and maybe drum bus if you want extra grit. A gentle high pass around 25 to 35 Hz is usually enough to clear sub rumble that doesn't help the intro. Then use glue compressor lightly, maybe 2 to 1 ratio with only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. You're not trying to crush the drums. You're trying to make them feel like one unified system. Saturator is great here too. A little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, can bring the break forward and add that underground edge. If the drums get too sharp, soften them with EQ rather than reaching straight for hard limiting. In jungle and DNB, transients matter. You want punch and attitude, not just loudness. Now let's bring in the bass tease. This is where the intro starts to suggest the drop without revealing it. Instead of dropping a full bass line right away, use a sampled bass phrase, a resampled restab, or even a simple sub note that you print to audio and then chop. Once it's audio, you can arrange it like a rhythmic phrase, almost like another break. That approach feels more alive and more performed than just holding a MIDI note. Process the bass teaser with auto filter, saturator, utility, and EQ8. Keep the low end controlled and mostly mono. A good starting point is to low pass the bass teaser fairly low at first, then open it slowly over the last section of the intro. You're not trying to announce the entire bass line, just hint at its shape. 2 notes, a couple of short stabs, or a call and response with the drums is usually enough. This is a really important concept: contrast. If everything is active all the time, nothing feels like a cue. So rotate focus across the intro. First drums and texture, then fuller break energy, then the bass hint, then the tension FX. Let one element lead at a time. Now we automate the arc. A great DJ intro needs clear motion over time, but it should still be readable. Use clip envelopes or device automation to slowly open the filter on the break, bring up the atmosphere, increase delay feedback a little, and then tighten the bass cutoff as the build progresses. Even small moves can feel powerful if they're coordinated. For example, in bars 1 to 4, keep the atmosphere up and the drums a little darker. In bars 5 to 8, open the hats and expose more break detail. In bars 9 to 12, Bring in the bass teaser and let it breathe a little more. Then in bars 13 to 16, increase tension with a snare roll, a riser, or a final stop before the drop. And here's a really useful production habit. Use small automation moves instead of giant dramatic ones. A 1 to 2 dB level rise, a slight filter opening, and a little extra reverb send can feel more musical than one huge sweep that sounds obvious and fake. Now let's add atmosphere, because this is where the Jungle Warfare character really comes alive. You can use vinyl noise, field recordings, darkroom tone, static, a chopped vocal fragment, or any gritty texture that makes the intro feel like a place rather than just a beat. Run that atmosphere through a Q8 and roll off the low end, usually below 120 to 200 Hz, so it doesn't fight the drums or sub. A touch of hybrid reverb or echo can give it depth and movement, but keep it subtle. The atmosphere should support the groove, not smear over it. Think cinematic, but still functional. This is not a movie soundtrack intro. This is a DJ tool. It should feel like a tunnel, a warehouse, a warning light, or a pressure chamber that the listener is about to get pulled into. Now for the final four bars, which are where the whole intro needs to make its statement. This is your pre-drop lift. Add a snare roll, a noise riser, a downlifter on the last beat, maybe a filtered stab or a small silence gap before the drop. In Ableton, you can do a lot of this with stock devices. Simpler is great for snare rolls, especially if you want to automate pitch or filter movement. Auto filter can open the rise gradually. Echo can give a final stab some ghostly tail, and then you can cut the feedback before the downbeat so it doesn't muddy the drop. One of the strongest moves in heavier DNB is a pre-drop hole. That means pulling out the sub or reducing some of the low percussion for a beat or even a full bar right before the drop. That brief vacuum makes the drop hit much harder. Silence, or near silence, is one of your best tension tools. If you want this intro to be really DJ-friendly, avoid making the ending too theatrical. Leave a clear drum pickup if another tune needs to mix in smoothly. If you want a more label-style impact moment, a one-beat gap before the drop can be very effective. Just make sure the function matches the vibe. A few common mistakes to watch for. First, too much low end in the intro. That makes the mix muddy and can make beat matching harder. Keep the sub teaser minimal and high pass your atmospheres and textures. Second, the intro sounding like a loop instead of an arrangement. Change something every two or four bars. Even tiny edits, like one ghost hit, one reversed slice, or a slightly different fill, create forward motion. Third, drowning everything in reverb. Big wash is tempting, but indeed NB it can blur the pulse. Use reverb selectively. Fourth, making the bass teaser too loud or too wide. Keep it controlled, mono in the low end, and use filtering to create tension instead of just volume. Now, a couple of pro moves for darker jungle and heavier DNB. Once you find a break pattern that really works, resample it. Commit it to audio. That gives you more control in arrangement view, and makes the intro feel more like a performance than a loop. Also, don't be afraid to use a little ugly saturation before clean EQ. That can make the drums feel more underground. And remember, one element should carry the tension at a time. Break, then texture, then bass hint, then FX. That rotation keeps the intro focused. If you want to push this further, try a second break entering in the second half of the intro, slightly darker and more filtered than the main break. Or try call and response bass stabs that answer the snare hits. Those ideas can make the intro feel more old school and more alive without overcrowding it. Here's the big picture. A strong Jungle Warfare DJ intro in Ableton Live 12 is all about sampled break energy, controlled bass hints, texture, and phrase-based automation. Keep the low end disciplined. Use stock devices to shape grit and motion, and make sure the arrangement changes in a way you can hear every few bars. If you can listen back and clearly feel the path from atmosphere, to groove, to bass tease, to tension, then you've built something that works in the real world, not just a loop, a proper intro runway, something a DJ can actually mix into and something that tells the crowd, in no uncertain terms, the drop is coming. All right, build it, listen for the phrase arc, and make that intro hit with authority.